making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.
Hot 102.7, Joburg's best old school and R&B. Good afternoon and welcome to the Hot 102.7 Drive. It is a Thursday, Tony, and that means, as always, we get to meet some incredible people. And today in studio, we're joined by the awesome Tracy. How's it going?
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good. Tony, you good?
I'm good. Very strong.
It's all about Barking Mad SA this afternoon, apparently.
It is. Tracy, talk to us about Barking Mad SA. What is it?
So we are actually a network and a support base for animal shelters. We have a website where all shelters can post their animals looking for a home and their fundraising events. We provide training for shelter staff. It's kind of a little hub for all shelters to get help and support. And also we work very hard on keeping animals out of shelters.
Would you say you support shelters in what way?
So we have a Click to Feed project that is funded by Montego, and basically people can go onto the website every day and click, and in return for those clicks, we donate food to animal shelters across the country. We currently donate about 2 tons of food a month, but the reality is we probably need 10 times that amount of food to be able to give to all the shelters that are requesting help for food. And then we also support them with training. We train shelter staff.
We absolutely love the work you're doing. Tell us a bit about some of the personal cases you've worked on.
You know, if you speak to anybody in animal rescue, they're going to tell you that it was one dog or one cat. That's how they ended up in it. I actually, my life before Barking Mad was a TV editor. So I was used to being in a dark room all day with TV screens. And one day I saw somebody appealing for some volunteers at the shelter. So I thought, you know, I do a lot of stuff with my own dogs. I'd really like to go and see. It's either the biggest mistake I made of my life or the best, because it just really went on a roller coaster then. I first of all started with supporting a shelter, and what happened was over Christmas time they needed help with somebody caring for their dogs. And one of their dogs they had there, his name was Buddy. He was a completely terrified little dog. When they rescued him, the kids had had a rope around his neck and was swinging him. So he was very sensitive of being touched or picked up or restrained in any way. That little dog ended up being the reason I started Barking Mad in Dogtown, and he became my first rescue, and he became one of my dogs that I adopted from the shelter. I had such an amazing bond with him, but every little bit of interaction he gave with us was an amazing experience. Yeah. And I only lost him last year. Yeah. So he went from being this terrified little dog to being like one of my best little buds. Hence his name, Buddy.
Tell us a bit about some of the real life challenges that you face. Because I mean, surely it's not all fun and games.
No, it definitely is not. I think a lot of people go into animal rescue because of the love of animals, and I don't think they realize the actual sadness and the immense amount of cruelty and neglect that happens out there. And because Barking Mad helps all shelters with support or food or training, we realized that we were always just kind of putting out little fires all the time. So what happened is, just before COVID, I received funding from Battersea Dog and Cat Homes in the UK. They wanted to do a research project to see what the situation is in South Africa with animal shelters and how they can support. We went and visited 100 shelters, and we got a really good idea of how bad and the help is needed for all animal shelters out there. Then COVID happened. The project kind of just went dead. But then last year, they picked it up again. And we've just finished, end of last month, we physically visited 200 shelters across all 9 provinces.
Yeah.
Some shelters are 300 kilometers away from each other, and there's nothing in between. And we picked up the 3 main challenges for us. The shelters are asking for help for are food, veterinary care, and qualified staff. So the qualified staff and the food, that is what we're working on helping, because the challenges are unreal out there at the moment. You know, since COVID, the need has become more, but the support has become less.
Here's something, Tony, I never thought that I would say. Apparently, a photo can save a life.
Absolutely. One of the biggest downfalls of animal shelters looking for homes for their dogs is not having that really good photograph that captures people's hearts. You see now people on social media, they just scroll. That photo has to get somebody to stop scrolling, and read the story about the dog. And unfortunately, you know, to have your own professional photographer at an animal shelter isn't a priority financially. You've got to get everything done with your day-to-day costs.
Yeah.
But that photograph could help that dog get a home. It'll stop somebody scrolling.
It does. I adopted a dog from the SPCA just across from where we are because of a photo.
And the sad thing is it's a real need, but it's a cost that most shelters can't afford.
Tracy, here at Hot 102.7, we've got the best listeners. Once a year, we do something called the Hot 102.7 Teddy-thon, and that's where we invite our listeners to either donate funds, goods, or services for moments just like this.
So, Tracy, sitting right next to you, to your left, is a gentleman called Dean, who is a photographer.
And videographer.
And a videographer.
You're up, Dean. Come on, give us the great news there.
So I'd like to answer the call. I have a company called Cameraman, and through the Hot Cares Teddy-thon last year, I donated an amount of time and money towards helping a non-profit organization that's in need. So I'd like to offer my services as a videographer to come and take videos of as many of the dogs that you have, even the shelters that you have, any kind of promotional work that you would like to do for Barking Mad. I'd love to come and help you guys.
That is incredible. I'm very sneaky. I've been speaking to him for about half an hour.
He knows how to keep a good secret.
Well, yeah.
That will be a huge... And videos work just as, if not more than, photograph.
You wanted a doctor. We got you a professor.
There's over 50 shelters across Gauteng that have been asking for help with videos and photos. So I cannot thank you enough. That is the most amazing news. You're going to save so many lives. Thank you.
It's an absolute pleasure.
Well, we're not done. I've been sitting very uncomfortably this afternoon because someone put a bunch of bags of dog food. Underneath my desk here. So I'm just going to move away from the desk. There's another one here. We are going to be giving you $10,000 worth of dog food.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I just must note that I only have a little Kia Picanto, so I don't know how I'm winning $10,000 worth of food.
We'll put them in my bucky. Don't worry.
I just got a bucky.
That is amazing. Thank you so much.
Hot Cares, making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.